Kilayim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Hatznoin Vahan Nofutz. So this is a rounded radish and an elongated radish, one that looks similar to the regular Tznoin. Hachardol Vahalafsan, or regular mustard, and Lafsan is like a mustard from the field. Udlas Yavonis Ima Mitzris, and Greek gourd with Egyptian gourd. By the way, this Mishnah, if we haven't noticed, is back to vegetables again. Varamutza, or ash gourd. This is actually a set of three. Dalas Yavanas with mitzvahs or remutza. And it could be in any combination, these three, the Rambam says. Afal pisha doimim zelaza, even though they look like each other, kilayim zebaze. These are all kilayim. Now here the Rav actually sheds light into how do we categorize things here. So the Rav says, for example, by the radishes, the rounded radish with an elongated radish. So there the Rav says that even though both the fruit and the leaves of the radish, so the actual fruit, the actual radish that we eat, and the leaves of the radish look very similar, the tastes of them are totally different. And when the tastes are totally different, even though the leaves and the fruit look the same, it's a problem of kilayim, they're two different species. Masha Enkein, in Mishnah Gimel, the Taisis Yantav explains, Al Pi Rambam, where we had a lefes and a nofutz, that's not a problem, because since the taste of a turnip
and the nofutz, which is a type of radish,
are pretty similar, they're not that off, even though they don't taste the same, but there's a similar taste to them. If that's the case, if there's a similar type of taste and it's not totally different, and after that there's a similar taste, it looks very similar. Whether it looks the leaf is very similar or the actual fruit or vegetable is very similar, then it's not a problem of kilayim. But if the taste, Taisi Santif explains, is totally, totally different, then it is a problem of kilayim, and it doesn't even matter that either the leaves or the fruit or vegetable look the same.